This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts team dietitian Allison Trofe. Allison, first, how did you learn that the Blue Jays were looking for a dietitian?
I am a part of a group called the Collegiate and Professional Sports Dietetics Association, which is a mouthful. And it's just a group of dietitians that work with, obviously, collegiate and professional sports teams. And we have a listserv that there's emails that go out, and there's a job posting. So the job was originally posted there by our head of nutrition, Stephanie Wilson. So I saw it there and then reached out and went through the interview process, and that's it.
Has it been what you were expecting it to be?
Absolutely, and more. It's been great. Yeah, I've absolutely loved working with the team. One of the best things is that I am from the Lansing area, so a lot of times I feel like I end up doing more than nutrition with the guys. Like, I've literally scheduled haircuts and dentist appointments and things like that because I'm from the area, so I've been able to help them a little bit more, so it's been a really perfect fit.
What are all the different things that encompass your job, specifically on the dietetic side?
So I coordinate all pre- and post-game meals, so that's probably the biggest part of my job, was making sure that the guys had the nutrients that they needed pre and post game, the fuel that they needed pre and post game. So I've coordinated catering at every single place that they've been. So 142 games, that's right, 142?
Yeah, so 140 game season.
Okay, 140. So I've scheduled catering for 140 games. So working with a lot of catering companies to make sure that they're following our nutrition guidelines. That's been huge. And then obviously hydration is really big too. So making sure that they have water everywhere that they go. We do hydration testing when we're at home. So obviously getting further into the summer, we want to make sure that they're drinking enough so that they're hydrated for their performance. So hydration testing. I monitor weights. So we have several guys, because of the age of the guys that we have, a lot of them tend to lose weight during the season and throughout the season, because it is a very long, grueling season.
Also metabolism.
Exactly. Their metabolism is still running really well. So I monitor weights to make sure that they're not losing weight, which could potentially equal losing power, losing strength. So for those guys particularly, we watch that very closely, and then him and I will work together to do some sort of nutrition plan to make sure that we're keeping the weight on, keeping his strength up, keeping his power up, keeping his energy up. I also do body comp, so body composition. So we have some guys that have specific body composition goals that will tie into their baseball goals. So, for example, just using that strength, that power, maybe their goal is to increase strength at the plate. So nutrition ties directly into that. So we do body comp to track that over time during the season to make sure that they're not only meeting their body comp goals, but their strength goals, and that we're making sure those two are tied together. And then I do any type of what's called medical nutrition therapy. So if anybody has food allergies, if we have anything else that's medically going on, like maybe they have some sort of like intestinal, you know, issues or things like that. So any type of medical stuff like that, that's where I work closely with our athletic trainer for that type of stuff. And then any one-on-ones with the guys. So anytime that there's something going on I need to know about, or if they have a specific goal, we're meeting one-on-one. And then I do nutrition education. So I know you've seen, I've done every month I do many little nutrition education, like 5-minute things at every home stand. But then once a month I do a longer, like 30-minute activity. So I do some content and then activity with them. So it always is around a certain subject. So we've talked about macronutrients. We've talked about nutrient timing. We've talked about hydration. We talked about recovery. And then this month we're focusing on off season because we're getting close to the end of the season. So every month there's kind of a theme.
Let's go back into nutrition education.
Okay.
For you, there are certain things that you know, but what's something that for the players, for me, for the wider population, we should understand about proper nutrition?
I think the biggest thing is especially with these guys and in general population as well, is that you should eat for your activity levels. So a lot of people nowadays, I'm not going to go off on a tangent about our food systems, but a lot of people nowadays eat a lot of processed carbohydrates or maybe eating too much for the activity that they're doing. So for these guys, because they are more active, it's trying to make sure they understand that you do need protein, you do need carbohydrates, and you do need healthy fat. Whereas, you know, for the general population, if they're not doing as much activity, that's where we can kind of tweak those macronutrient ratios a little bit and match it to their activity level. So for me, the biggest thing with nutrition is making sure that your nutrition, your intake is matching the type of activity that you're doing.
For the average ball player starting in that day's game, what should be the pregame meal?
So a pregame meal should always include high quality protein. So we want them to have protein for muscle building, maintaining lean muscle, again, because of the long season. Pre-game should always be carbohydrates, and we want them to be long-lasting carbohydrates because they are playing, you know, our guys play for 3 hours. You know, they're not constantly moving for the 3 hours, but baseball is a strength and a power sport. It's a very, what we call a glycolytic sport, which means you need glucose, you need carbohydrates. So carbohydrates, pregame, number one thing, and then high quality protein. And then we always want to get micronutrients in, so making sure we're getting vegetables, fruit, that kind of thing. So a combination, their plate would look like, you know, usually a quarter to half their plate would be carbohydrates, a quarter would be high quality protein, and then a quarter would be vegetables, fruit, that kind of thing.
And then post-game meal, I remember back in the day, the game would end and then everyone would immediately call up the local pizza place and have pizza delivered. What's the ideal post-game meal?
So post-game, that is where we absolutely capitalize on protein. There's the protein and carb ratio that we're looking for, but the number one thing is we do want protein because they've played a long game, their energy stores are low, they've used their muscles, they've broken down some of their tissue. So high quality protein right away post-game is what we're looking for, which is why we do smoothies. So we will do, we call them recovery shakes post-game, so they're getting some high quality protein right away. So we want high quality protein and then also carbohydrates post-game as well, because they have used the energy that's stored in their muscles, in their liver, that glycogen. So you have to replace that stored glycogen that's been depleted so that they can perform their best at their next game. So tomorrow, and you know, these guys play game after game after game. So the thing for us is, the biggest thing for me with baseball is recovery. Their recovery is most important because of their strenuous schedule.
What's your athletic background?
I was a gymnast starting at the age of 4. So I did gymnastics all through. I actually did in college as well. I was a gymnast at Michigan State for 1 year, my freshman year. I had an injury that ended my career, but then I was actually switched to diving. So I dove in high school, and I ended up diving at Michigan State my sophomore through my senior year. I rode horses growing up. Now I run. I'm kind of a long-distance runner. So I've done five full marathons, I try to do other stuff too, like get in the gym a little bit to lift weights, to keep muscle mass on, that kind of thing. So kind of do a combination of some running and some lifting to keep muscle tone.
For you coming into baseball then, did you immediately see parallels to your own experience?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My schedule was probably never as strenuous as these guys. You know, you're not going to go professional in gymnastics or diving if you weren't an Olympian. So my schedule is never this intense. But with, you know, a lot of these guys, they've gone through as far as, you know, a lot of them are collegiate athletes too. So, you know, balancing classes and balancing workouts, balancing competitions on the road, travel. I mean, a lot of that's very similar. And I would say, you know, especially the guys that are like our Latin guys that are coming from a different country, you know, they're in classes trying to learn English. So they're balancing a lot of different things. So for sure. And just that competition, you know, that we were talking about that a little bit earlier with, you know, filling up a ballpark, how that kind of drives their adrenaline and drives that competitiveness. So, absolutely just having that competitive drive and, you know, wanting to compete in front of a crowd, that's absolutely parallels.
With Lugnuts team dietitian Allison Trofe, what have you learned? What surprised you about taking this position and getting in this season?
I've learned a lot about baseball, which is great. Baseball is definitely its own kind of living, breathing culture, which, you know, coming into it was something that I've always loved baseball. My dad played baseball. And so baseball's always been a part of our family. I've obviously never been like in a clubhouse like I am now. What I've learned is a lot about baseball, a lot about the culture, you know, I've always had respect for the game, but like now just knowing so much more, you know, the just the ins and outs of kind of their day to day and, you know, in the clubhouse, kind of what goes on. What surprised me, I guess, is what I've been very, what's been very heartening for me is how welcoming the guys have been, especially being a female coming into the clubhouse. And, you know, we're really the first organization that's doing that, that's brought females into the clubhouse. And, you know, the guys, the athletes have been great. The coaching staff has been great. Everybody's been really welcoming. And, you know, they take care of me just like I take care of them. So
season's about to end. And then after that, you're not going to see them. Do they get dietary plans for the off season?
Yes. So they will, because this month we're focusing on off season. There'll be individual meetings with players if they need a specific nutrition plan off season. I'll do a whole nutrition activity around off season based on their goal. You know, whether it is to put on muscle, maybe it is to lean out a little bit, maybe it's to gain strength. So that's what we're doing right now is preparing them for the off season, and they will have a plan going into off season.
And finally, has there been a moment this year, a story that stuck out to you from your experiences and working with them and growing their own dietetic education?
There's been a couple moments. I would say one moment that probably made me one of the most proud was we were at home, and I think it was like a 6 or 7 day homestand, and we're getting to the end of it, and one of our players pulled me aside, and him and I were just kind of chatting for a minute, and he was like, you know, I want you to know, and I know we don't tell you this enough, but I want you to know that we really appreciate what you do. And he said, I would not be as successful as I am if you weren't here. And this was a particular player that had made the All-Star team and, you know, is doing extremely well this season. So it was good to hear that what we're doing is making a difference. And that's across the board with our whole nutrition team. So,
Allison Troff, Lansing Lugnuts dietitian, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.